Good Saturday morning, everyone, and welcome to the Coach's Corner program at 9:04. Scott Unash with you on a sunny Saturday morning as we get ready to talk a little bit of basketball on a very busy Saturday. A lot of makeup games out there, so check your schedules out there for your respective teams because most everybody is playing today, especially as far as the Mississippi Valley Conference is concerned. And, yeah, check out the schedules. We got a lot of college basketball today coming up as well. We'll go over the schedule here in just a little bit. Let's take a look at what happened last night, a peek ahead what's coming up today. First of all, last night on the boys' side in the Mississippi Valley was Xavier topping Washington 54-47. Took overtime, Liberty beat Jefferson 55-53. Prairie over City High last night 68-47. It was Dubuque Waller topping Linmar up in Dubuque last night 66-50. Cedar Falls over Western Dubuque last night 74-57. Hempstead gets by Waterloo West 68-54. And Dubuque Senior over Waterloo East 79-54 last night. Also in boys play in the WAMAC, it was Marion over Benton Community 68-59. Number 3, Maquoketa gets by Williamsburg, 68-54. Center Point Urbana squeaks by Mount Vernon, 65-60. It was Solon over Clear Creek Amana, 88-70. West Delaware shades Vinton Shelsburg, 47-46. And Central DeWitt over South Tama, 57-46 last night. Girls High School basketball, the game you heard here on KGYM, the big top five battle. It was All City High last night as the Little Hawks top Prairie 62-36. Talk about this one coming up. Linmar over Wallert last night 61-45. Iowa City West gets by Kennedy 70-54. Washington beat Xavier last night 64-51. It was Liberty getting their first ever MVC victory as they beat Jefferson 45-42 last night. Waterloo West over Dubuque Hempstead 49-38. Cedar Falls beats Western Dubuque 53-44. And Dubuque Senior over Waterloo East 53-38. In the WAMAC, Marion gets by Maquoketa 69-38. And a non-conference WAMAC game, Waverly Shellrock big over West Delaware 56-17 last night. In the USHL, it was Dubuque topping Cedar Rapids 4-2. And the same two teams will play tonight. They'll flip it and go up to Dubuque to play beginning at 7 o'clock. Just to make you feel a lot warmer today, college softball scores to throw your way. Iowa and Iowa State and UNI all with doubleheaders yesterday, and they all split. Iowa beat Bucknell 5-3, lost to number 10 LSU 9-0. Iowa State over North Carolina Greensboro 4-2, and Florida State beat Iowa State 1-0. UNI over Butler 5-0, and Southeast Missouri State beat UNI by a score of 5-1. So softball is underway, warmer weather around the corner. High school events today, of course, topped by two biggies, wrestling districts around the state of Iowa in all three wrestling classes, 3A, 2A, and 1A, getting started a little bit later on today. And the top two in each weight will go off to the state tournament, which will get underway next Thursday at Wells Fargo Arena. The pairings already set for the state regional duels coming up starting on Wednesday. Also coming up today, girls regional basketball. 3A gets started today, and then some 2A and 1A games as well going off due to postponements the last couple of days. So a lot of regional basketball coming up. And the state swim meet goes off today for the boys in Iowa City. That starts at 12:30. Best of luck to all the area swimmers as they head down there. As we mentioned, a lot of boys basketball, some girls basketball, makeup games today as well. And like we said, just check with your local team, your favorite school out there to see where they are going to be playing. Men's college basketball, Iowa State will host TCU. We'll have it at 12 noon on 1600 AM with the pregame, 1 o'clock with the tip-off. UNI at Drake, that will be at 5 o'clock in Des Moines. We've got that at 4:30 today on 107.5 and 106.3 FM for you. Women's basketball, West Virginia is in Ames to take on Iowa State. We'll have that at 4:30 on 1600 AM with a 5 o'clock tip-off. And college basketball doubleheaders, Loras will be at Coe over at Quahog Arena, beginning with the women's game at 2 o'clock. Cornell will host Lawrence today at 3 o'clock for a doubleheader over in Mount Vernon. Mount Mercy will host Evangel today, and that will be at 12 noon. And Kirkwood is on the road at Nyack today for a doubleheader, and that will begin at 1 o'clock today. So lots of basketball on the college side to go over. Take a break, come back, and talk some Linmar girls basketball with you here on the Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come right after this.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free when you text the word POUND to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text POUND to 797979. Text POUND to 797979.
The most special gifts for her this Valentine's Day will be found at Siegel's Jewelry. Gifts like heart-shaped sterling and gold jewelry, 50% off. 24-karat gold overlay roses in most colors, normally $79, now just $39. For the perfect Valentine's Day gift, it's Siegel's Jewelry. One half block south of the Town & Country Shopping Center, or go online at diamondsforever.com.
There's always something special at Siegel's.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Alexis, I've reviewed your resume online, and I think you're very professional, punctual, a fantastic listener, and I believe you'd be a great fit at our company.
Dave, we've talked about this. I will not be your employee. I'm your therapist.
Is this reverse psychology?
No, Dave.
Does that mean yes?
We're out of time, Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Mike, where'd you get that stadium seat?
Finding game tickets is hard, Trey, but being there is so much better than not being there. So I replaced my regular seat with the stadium seat to try and recreate that stadium atmosphere.
I appreciate the effort, but I got a better idea. Use Vivid Seats to find tickets to the game. They make finding the seats that you want quick and easy.
Sounds like getting tickets at Vivid Seats would have been the easier option.
It always is.
Vivid Seats!
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Back on the Coach's Corner program here on KGYM at 9:13. We've got all kinds of basketball coming away later, starting at 10:45 today. From Westwood 1, Big East basketball, Butler and Georgetown. That'll be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Iowa State TCU men, that will come up today at 12 noon. Iowa State women, then coming up at 5:30 on 1600 AM. You and I at Drake and men's basketball at 4:30 coming up today. And we close things out tonight, as it will be Houston and Oklahoma City in NBA basketball, and that will come up at, depending on your event, on which frequency, 1600 AM after the Iowa State women's game, and on the FMs right after you and I and Drake go at it. So there you go. Regionals coming up, and before that, we got some makeup games, and I think everybody today with a makeup game, and the guy that said, I could make it today, joining us here. That is Nate Sanderson, the head coach of the Linn Mar girls basketball team. And Lions with a win last night over Dubuque Wallert. And first of all, thank you very much for coming in, because it is a jumbled mess out there, isn't it?
Well, it's always good to come in and hang out with you. So I'm honored to be here.
And you guys have a makeup game. You're going to be going down to North Liberty to take on Liberty for the first time. And Many side stories to that one we'll get to here in a little bit. But you've coached a long time. Have you ever seen a three-week patch like we have had as far as weather before?
Well, I don't know if there's ever been anything like this in terms of the number of cancellations and not just obviously what's going on the court, but kids are missing 3-4 days of school in a week. And it's just been wild, you know, trying to fit our games in, trying to figure out when to practice and, you know, do those schedules. And I hope there's some relief in sight coming up, but it's been a crazy stretch for sure.
It has been. And just to try to get into practice, you get ready for games, you put in, you put in a scouting report, et cetera, and then you throw that out because the game goes away and you got to file it back for later.
And you got to go right to the next one. I think this is our third or fourth date with Liberty. So we've sent that scouting report out 3 or 4 times now, and we're just excited to finally get a chance to use it this afternoon. So. Yeah.
Well, that'll be in North Liberty coming up later on. Well, last night against Wallert, you guys came away with the victory, 61-45. And we were talking before we got going, a little closer game than that, but you got to be happy with the way the girls put it away and late in that ball game.
Yeah, it was kind of a weird game. We weren't really able to get much separation. It was we were down one at the end of the first quarter, tied at the half, and in the third quarter we started shooting it a little bit better. We'd get up 5, they'd hit a big shot. We'd go up 3 or 6, and they'd get a big shot, and 7 minutes left in the game, it was tied at 40, and all of a sudden we went on a 10-0 run and really got control of it and ended up closing out 21-4 over the last 7 minutes, and so it ended up being a 16-point game, but it was much closer for most of the night.
Yeah, but you know what? Good teams close it out like that, so you know it just shows the growth, I think, of your girls from really the beginning of the year to where they are now.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we've definitely are starting to settle into our identity a little bit. We've had a lot more confidence as the season's gone on. I think, you know, you were with us at Cedar Rapids, Washington, and that was kind of a turning point, I think, in our season where, you know, we lost that game, I think, by 18, but we really went back and looked at the places where that game changed. And, you know, there was about 22 possessions there in the second half where we played great defense, but we didn't close with a rebound, or, you know, we worked on offense to get a good shot and we just didn't finish. And we kind of communicated with the kids that we're really close, you know, to taking a step forward here, but we have to finish those possessions at both ends. And so that's been a big emphasis for us kind of since that night. And we've been getting gradually better throughout the year.
Yeah. You had 3 double figure scorers to see last night, and Macy Miller with 18 points, and one of her final, maybe was her final time on the home court, at least in a regular season anyway. So that's a nice way to go out for her.
Yeah, she had a great game last night. She's had a couple really good games in a row here. And, you know, anytime on senior night, you can have a nice night from the floor and have enough of a lead to be able to get her out to some applause at the end. You know, it makes for a great memory for everybody. And Macy's such a, I mean, she's been a captain for us for 2 years, and, you know, the culture that we're trying to build at Linmar Girls Basketball, she embodies everything that we're trying to build there. So we've definitely owe her a debt of gratitude for the things that she's done for the program over the last couple of years.
Right, and senior nights are, you know, very, they can go a lot of different directions, and it was kind of Macy Miller night, though, last night.
Yeah, her teammates did a good job of finding her in some space, and we didn't take her out of the game hardly at all. She played, I think, 30 minutes, and like I said, in that 10-0 run where we really got control of the game in the fourth quarter, she started it with a driving layup and then hit a 3 on the left wing, and we were off and running from there. So she's been a spark plug for us all year.
Right, and a good leader, too, because you have a very young team for the most part, but you needed somebody like her for the last couple of years to kind of show the way a little bit.
Yeah, she's been a great leader, and the thing that makes Macy so effective, I think, is not just that she works hard and that she cares about her teammates, but she just builds great relationships with all of her teammates, you know, and sometimes that can be a challenge when you're an upperclassman or she's the only senior. I think against Kennedy, when she was in foul trouble a week ago, we were on the floor with 4 sophomores and a freshman. But Macy has gone out of her way to build great relationships and really bring those kids into the fold and kind of help them with the transition to varsity basketball. And obviously that goes a long ways, you know, and just their excitement about being out there with her, you know, coming to practice every day and working hard. And she's just had a great impact on what we're trying to do. So,
yeah, and she's going to go off play some college basketball, too. So that's nice to see.
Well, she actually has decided she's just going to go to Iowa State.
Oh, is she now? Okay.
And, yep, she had some offers and some opportunities to play, but she decided that she's going to just go to school here. So
Be a student.
That's the plan. Yep.
That's the first thing. First and foremost, to have that going on anyway. And yeah, you guys have won three in a row now. And even before that, even the two losses prior to that, one pointer to Cedar Falls and I think a four pointer to Waterloo West. So, like you said, you guys are close. And I think that Wash game kind of showed that, yeah, we can play with anybody in this league.
Yeah, we've been on a pretty good stretch lately. You know, that Cedar Falls game, that was another makeup game. You know, we drive up there in the middle of the afternoon in a snowstorm to get there. And you never know what you're going to, you know, you get off the cold bus, how you're going to play. And they came out in that game and just, it was 8-0 or 10-2 right away. We take a timeout. And then we really kind of settled in. We shot it really well from three. And it felt like every time they were getting ready to pull away, Macy or Carly Prinney or somebody would hit a big shot. And we never led in regulation. We took them to overtime, scoring on our last possession to tie it up, and then got a stop and actually scored the first 4 points in overtime before Barney hit a deep three, and then Emerson Green hit an unbelievable step back, and we were able to tie it again, but they had the last possession, and Green got away from us and won it at the foul line. But that was a great game for us, and you know, our kids showed a lot of grit and a lot of toughness in that one for sure.
Yep, and again, just showed that on any given day, you guys can play with anybody in this league.
Yeah, well, and the girls are starting to believe that, you know, and that confidence goes a long way too.
Yeah, and you can see it from the beginning of the year to now, and Steve and I were talking about it the other day that, you know, I don't think anybody wanted to see you guys in their bracket when you get to the regionals, and, you know, that's a good thing to say, and you got a young team, and just the improvement they have made since November to now has got to make you feel pretty good.
Yeah, well, I mean, all the credit goes to the kids. I mean, they show up and they work hard every day. They're really coachable. They're eager to learn. You know, they study the scout. They watch the film that they're supposed to. Our coaching staff's done a great job this year of preparing them and you know, teaching at all levels to get them ready for, you know, eventually for contributing at the varsity level. And I think even you see that over the last few games, Carly Prinney's been out with a hamstring injury, and Emma Casebolt's come up from essentially playing four quarters of JV and a little bit of varsity, but getting better all year long and playing well enough that we put her in the starting lineup for Carly. And, you know, we've won three straight since she's been injured. And I think that just, again, is a testament to our kids and our coaches for just continuing to work and get better throughout the year.
Yeah, and you hope, is Carly going to be ready to go then, you hope, for this week?
We'll see. She's making progress, but she hasn't responded quite as quickly as what we've hoped. So she's working hard. She's doing everything she's supposed to, and it certainly isn't ruled out. She could be back in the lineup on Wednesday, but we'll just kind of have to see how things progress.
Yeah, well, a big part of this team, not only 9 points, but just her outside shooting is something you guys, I know, love to have.
Yeah, Carly's been great for us this year, too. Another captain, another really strong leader. You know, she kind of struggled a little bit last year, and really just got in the gym in the off season about 5 days a week and just kept working to find her shot. And she's been a great outside threat for us. And probably even more impressive is she's really handled the ball well for us this year. I mean, her assist to turnover ratio is so much better than where it was a year ago. And that just puts everybody else in a good place when she can handle pressure. She can get us into the offense. She can find her teammates where they like the ball. And so there's a lot of Carly's game and a lot of Carly's character that we miss when she's not out there. But she's been great on the bench trying to help her teammates. And, you know, you wouldn't ask anything more from her from that. So,
yeah, and she kind of headlines that junior class a little bit, and Jamison Feldman in there and some of the other juniors that are helping you out as well.
Yeah, it's been an interesting mix. Just we've got some juniors and some sophomores and you know, freshman Alexis Beyer have all been battling for playing time kind of throughout the year. And it's funny with those, the juniors and some of the sophomores, because they all have different skill sets. And so depending on the game, depending on the matchups, depending even on the game context, you know, there's nights where a couple of them might get 15 or 20 minutes and then somebody else might step up, you know, in the next game. And that's been exciting to see them be ready to go whenever their number's called. So,
yeah. And you mentioned Alexis Byers. It's not the easiest thing in the world as a freshman to go into this league and play significant minutes, let alone start. But I think she's handled it very well. Good shooter. She can take it to the basket a little bit. And I think the bar is set pretty high for her.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of expectations with her. And I'll tell you, the best thing I can say about Alexis is that she's done everything exactly the way that you'd ask her to. You know, when you bring a freshman in that you think might have a chance to contribute early, there's a lot of social issues sometimes that can go on at a team where, you know, she's going to push some upperclassmen or what have you. And We started her playing JV and varsity in the summer, and we just said, look, you can, if you can hang, you can stay. And she's earned every opportunity that she's had this year, and been a great teammate, too. There's not a hint of arrogance from her or anything like that, and her teammates love playing with her. And I think she's just scratched the surface of what she's able to do on the basketball court, and it's been fun to see her teammates encourage her to just keep being more aggressive, looking for a shot, looking for a drive, and learning to play a little defense, too, at the same time. So
that's always seems to be the tough part with youngsters in the league when they get in there, is the offense is usually okay. The defense is a little bit, you got to learn.
Well, and just the caliber of athletes that you're competing against every night when you don't play at the JV level and you come right into it. I mean, we're playing against, you know, Division I kids all the time, and, you know, girls that have been lifting for 4 years and playing for 4 years, and that's tough for anybody. I don't care if you're a freshman coming into varsity the first time or a sophomore or a junior. There's just a jump that, you know, you can't really replicate it. You just got to get out there and kind of learn on the fly and let the game slow down for you with some experience.
Yeah, and I think that goes for your rugged center, Keegan Krejcia, in there. And not the biggest at 5'9", but tell you what, you threw in there as a freshman. She learned a lot, and it's starting to pay dividends now in her sophomore season. She's a sophomore on paper, but kind of not a sophomore, really, because she's seen so much.
Yeah, she's played a lot the last 2 years, and she's really come around really since the new year. I think she's got five or six double-doubles, you know, since we turned the calendar over, and that's been enormous for us. You know, with Prinny being out, she kind of has taken up a few of those shots, and she had 33 against Waterloo East the other night, and not just her scoring, but she's been more aggressive, you know, in the post. She's been more aggressive on the boards, and you know, the way that we play, having somebody that can be a threat around the rim creates a lot of space for, you know, for us on the 3-point line. And right now we're over half of our field goal attempts are from behind the line, but it's a good dynamic to have an inside threat to kind of complement some of our shooters on the perimeter.
Yeah. She's a good rebounder too. Leads your team in rebounding, but just kind of has a nose for the ball, which is really good, to have.
Yeah. And she's got a great motor at the defensive end too. I mean, she's really, you know, rebounding better and better in traffic. She's getting stronger, and she's getting a little more instinctual in terms of just being able to find a body and go get the ball. And, you know, when we're not very tall, she's our tallest player on the roster at 5'9". But you got to have somebody that can rebound in the trees, and she's certainly grown in that area.
Yeah, and doing it still with 2 years remaining. So that's that makes puts a smile on your face, I think, as far as a very young team is concerned. But, yeah, you got a lot of youngsters in there, and they're starting to respond, and they're starting to play their top basketball of the year, and good to have that coming back for you. Not that you got to look by this season, but to have that in the future is going to make you feel happy.
Yeah, we have a nice, you know, core of players to build around that, a lot, like I said, have a lot of different skill sets. You know, I think one of the things that's been really good for us defensively is Hallie Peek, who doesn't score a lot but has started just about every game for us this year, has really enjoyed the task of guarding our opponent's best, you know, offensive player. And as I said, when Emma Casebolt came into the lineup and started playing more, both of them are excellent soccer players, and you can see their footwork on the basketball court kind of translate. And that's just allowed Macy to play off the ball defensively a little bit so she can conserve some energy and maybe stay out of foul trouble a little bit. So we've started to settle into our roles and find our identity, I think, at the right time.
Yeah, and good to have, because you're getting into the tournament run anyway. And today is a big game, because you lost one game. You're only going to play 20 regular season games, so you get the win today, and that gets you up to 10-10 for the season, and a significant step up from your first year last year.
Yeah, you know, we were 3-19 last year, and you know, again, we've just had a lot of growth, you know, and we were fairly far behind, I think, the curve in terms of where we started last year with the rest of the conference. But again, our trajectory is going in the right direction. And like you said, we got a good young core here, and, you know, we'll see how the game goes this afternoon. But it's pretty exciting to have an opportunity just to win a 10th game and to claw back to 500 and then see what happens in the postseason here.
Yeah, and of course, like we said, all kinds of storylines to this one. This will be the first time that Jamie is playing against her old team with her coaching now at Liberty. First time Liberty and Linmar get together in girls basketball history. So a lot of things going on at North Liberty today.
Yeah, it should be a fun game, and I know the kids are looking forward to going down there. And, you know, Liberty's another young team that's kind of been trying to learn their way throughout the year here. It has dealt with some injuries, and And we'll see how it goes. But I think the kids are excited to make the trip. So.
Yeah, and see the new school down there. And then you get into the regionals coming up, and you guys get a Wednesday game. You're going to take on the Jefferson, and the winner of that one goes down to Iowa City West next Saturday. Anything can happen in the regionals. You know, everybody's 0-0, and I'm sure that's what Jason is telling his Jefferson team.
Yeah, they played us well the first game. We played them in early January at their place, and it was, again, another game that was close for pretty much three quarters and into the fourth, and we got a little bit of separation in the last 5 or 6 minutes, and I think we ended up winning by 14. But, you know, you get into the postseason, it's survive and advance for everybody. So any given night, if you don't shoot it well and somebody has a hot night from the field, I mean, anything can happen, and especially at this level. So it's nice to have a home game. Last year we had to open up on the road at Iowa City West, but, you know, it's good for the fans and for the families to be able to play one more at home. And if we can get past that one, then certainly Iowa City West has been playing very, very well lately, and that's going to be a tough out for anybody, whether it's us or Jefferson or anyone else in the region. So.
Yeah, but you played West fairly well the first time down on the big court in Iowa City.
Yeah, you know, we played them twice this year. This will actually be the sixth time that we've played them in the 2 years that I've been here. And I told BJ it wasn't really the welcome I was looking for coming into the conference. But, you know, they're so athletic. I mean, they just have five really good athletes they can put on the floor that are pretty skilled. And he does a great job defensively. And, you know, we were in both of those games for a while. They just got away from us a little bit late in the second half. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes if we can get there. And, you know, the sixth time might be the charm. Who knows? We'll see.
Yeah. And, a lot of very interesting things throughout the year. You've had a lot of highs. You've played a 4-overtime game right away to start the year. And just a lot of memories for the girls, I think, throughout the season.
Yeah, it has been. It's been a lot of fun. We've actually played in 4 overtime games overall. And you mentioned the Bettendorf game that went 4 overtimes on our opener. And that was such an interesting night because it was, I don't know if people really expected that. You know, Bettendorf last year beat us by 30 down there, and I know they graduated a lot, and nobody really knew what to expect from us. And so we kind of played with a lot of freedom. We're like, whoa, we might be all right. You know, we might be able to do something here. And so the girls had a good time in that game, and just building from there. You know, we had an overtime win against Dubuque Senior where Macy Miller hit a three at the buzzer in overtime to win that one, and that was sweet revenge since they beat us on a three-pointer at the buzzer in overtime last year. And so that felt pretty good to get one back from them. But, yeah, we've had some good games and some good performances. And like you said, we just keep getting better, and we're excited about what's in front of us. So,
how about the program? Happy with everything, the way it went this year, with some of the, you know, like the JV program and the freshmen?
Yeah, I think our coaches did a great job at the lower levels. Our freshmen finished the year undefeated, and our JV kids, I think, are 18-1 going into today's game. They had one loss against Kennedy last Saturday. And you know, we've really tried to kind of align our curriculum, if I can borrow an education phrase there, so that they're running similar stuff. And when they make that transition from fresh off to JV or JV to varsity, that it's all the same system, all the same language. And I think that's given the kids a comfort level when they do advance from one level to the next. But they've done a great job. You know, our coaches have done a great job, and it's been fun to see them play throughout the year as well.
Just let the folks know who's the coaches down there at those levels.
Stephanie Haskin is our head fresh soft coach. It's for her second year, and she was joined by Joni Witzel this year as her assistant, and then Chad Tompkins runs the JV program and helps with a lot of our scouting at the varsity level, and he's assisted by Kelsey Rastetter down there. And Brittany Robinson was an assistant for me this year, her first year with us after Sarah Mattis went back to Springville this year to help out a little bit with her sister's team. So the coaching staff has been great, and we just continue to learn how to use each other's strengths better. But they've done a great job this year.
Yeah, so good things in the offing as well. Even though you guys got a young team up there, this sounds like there's some good help coming in the next couple of years anyway. And I know it's more than basketball that you guys have at Lynn Mar that you're trying to teach the girls. And same thing you had at Springville. And everything's starting to buy in a little bit, I think, now in your second season.
Yeah, you know, we try to do things on and off the court to not just make better basketball players, but we're trying to make better people, better leaders. And, you know, we've done a little bit more service work this year. We've spent some time at a retirement home in Marion and hanging out and playing bingo and things like that on Saturday morning a couple times. And we had the Alzheimer's night in January where we raised some money for the Alzheimer's Association, which was great. And, you know, we're just trying to, if we ask kids to share the ball and be selfless on the court, we're trying to do that off the court as well. And I think the kids have really enjoyed those opportunities this year. So it's been good.
Yeah. And you get a meal tonight, a nice little team bonding thing.
Yeah. Tonight's one of our favorite traditions. We have our scout team dinner tonight. So after we get back from Liberty, we'll head over to the Miller's house, and our rotation players, those kids that have been in the varsity rotation all year, we'll cook dinner for our scout team and reserve members that have been impersonating our opponents all year long. And it's just a chance for us to appreciate all the work that they've done and will continue to do as we get into the postseason. So our rotation will, they'll make dinner, they'll serve them at the tables, they'll do a little entertainment program. We've got some live music that's going to happen in the basement. And it's just a fun night for the kids to bond. And like I said, to really recognize those scout team kids that do so much for us that don't get a lot of recognition.
First question that comes up, though, do they really want them to cook for them?
I think that's where the memories are made. But, yeah, it always turns out very interesting depending on what's on the menu. So,
or is Todd going to step in there and do some cooking?
Well, we'll have pizza on speed dial just in case it doesn't work out. So,
but, you know, those are the things that especially I think in girls basketball, that down the road 10 years from now at a reunion, they're going to remember.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you do it right, you know, the kids don't want the season to end. And that's what we've always said in terms of the relationships and the culture that we're trying to build. You know, it's one thing to go into the postseason and say you want to keep winning, you want to get to the state tournament. But there's just a different feel when your team really enjoys being together on and off the floor. And when they get to that point, especially late in the year, you know, we're playing on Wednesday, not necessarily just to advance toward the state tournament, but we're just playing to stay alive because we just really enjoy being together that much. And when they start doing that and playing for each other and really accept their role, and everybody has, you know, an opportunity to make that happen, I think that's when really special experiences can happen, whether or not you make it to the state tournament or not. But that's where, you know, you look back at the memories and what it felt like to be part of that team. That's what we're really trying to build.
Yeah, and doing a good job with that. And you've had a couple years now at Lynn Mar, or at least finishing up the second year anyway. And you talked about a little bit earlier on the one of the differences anyway from your coaching at Springville to now coaching at Lynn Mar. Bigger, faster, stronger girls and playing consistent D1 people night in and night out. That's got to be the big thing, but I'm sure there are more things that you've noticed over the last couple years.
Well, I think one of the most fun parts about coaching at Lynn Mar and coming from a smaller school is that you have to do your homework every night. I mean, there isn't a night where, you know, you can just kind of hand a scout out and do a couple things in practice and know you're going to be okay. I mean, we don't have a single game on our schedule where we can walk in and feel like we're going to win the game, even if we play well. I mean, just the level of competition night in and night out. And I think if you love basketball, you know, you love breaking people down and watching film and trying to figure out, you know, the best way to attack people and take things away. And, you know, there was nights when we were at Springville, especially when we were really good, where, to be quite honest with you, we didn't do any scouting because we tried to make it harder for our players, and we'd have them go in without really any knowledge of, you know, what they were going to see to force them to try to figure it out. And, you know, here in the MVC, I mean, we're doing as much preparation as anybody, trying to give ourselves just the best chance to be competitive night in and night out. And again, if you love basketball, that's a lot of fun to do, you know, especially when you're doing it with your friends on the coaching staff and kids are buying into that level of preparation and process. So,
yeah. And, you hope to get a chance anyway to see a couple of your former players, when they go up to Upper Iowa from Minnesota State, with, Riley and Michaela. So, good to know they're doing well up there in the great north of Minnesota.
Yeah, we've been able to keep tabs on them from afar. I haven't been able to see them play live yet, but we were going to head up one day in January and got snowed out. And so, yeah, they're coming down to Upper Iowa here in another week or two, and we'll hope to get up to that game. And both of them are getting some time. They're playing consistently, and Riley Menster's playing a little bit more than Mick right now, but I think they're both really enjoying their experience and looking forward to whatever the future may hold for them up there.
Yeah, and that's the name of the game. Just enjoy what's going on. And you got, 3:30 today is the varsity start?
JV will tip at 1:30, and then varsity will follow at about 3. So
3 o'clock down at the new school down at Liberty. So that should be a lot of fun. And it'll be I know Jamie will have some mixed emotions going against Lynn Mar for the first time, but we'll see how it all plays out, and hopefully you'll have a wonderful meal tonight with good news, right?
Yeah.
no matter if the meal is that great or not.
That's right. We hope so.
You might find a cook, though, today.
Well, you never know. Somebody might discover their calling trying to put some burritos together and not burn them in the oven. So we'll see.
You're not going for some sort of a fancy meal here. This is going
to
be...
We try to keep it simple, Scott, all right? Just as though you or I were in the kitchen, we keep it as simple as possible.
Well, they don't want that. They don't want that. Well, Nate, appreciate you coming down. We'll let you get off and for your busy day today. And best of luck to the Lions and keep up the great work over there. We appreciate you coming down.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up here on the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner. So stay with us more to come right after this.
It's Valentine's time, and that means the package of love from Siebke Hoyt Jewelers. With any Valentine's purchase of $249 or more, you'll get a dozen roses. And to sweeten the pot even more, we'll give you progressive discounts the more you buy. Now, how's that for romantic? And it all starts with Gabriel & Company New York, the finest and the hottest new styles. Then there's our gorgeous Shy Creation Jewelry, handmade in New York City by top designer Shy Diane, and Anya Hay Jewelry, stylishly trendy and incredibly affordable. And at Siebke Hoyt, we'll always make your purchase easy with great financing options. It's the package of love at Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, with flowers, the hottest jewelry designs, and progressive discounts. It's going on now through Valentine's Day. We're Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, the place where Cedar Rapids gets engaged and has the Valentine's package of love.
Looking for your next vehicle will be relaxing and stress-free at Brown's West Branch. You always get their no-pressure promise, along with the hometown feel you don't seem to find at most dealerships these days. Come to Brown's West Branch to find your new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram. Or take a look at their fine selection of pre-owned vehicles, too. No matter what you're searching for, they believe in helping you make an informed decision in your own time. The professional, knowledgeable people at Brown's West Branch are some of the friendliest you'll meet. And when you do decide you'd like more information about a vehicle, they're ready to help. Brown's West Branch. The right products, pricing, and people. Plus, their exclusive, no-pressure promise. Take the short, easy drive to see them just off I-80 at exit 254 or visit 4browns.com. Browns West Branch, part of the Browns family of dealerships, your hometown dealer, no matter where your hometown may be.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Doing HVAC work has given you some good opportunities. Now, how about an even better one? Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is looking to represent residential commercial HVAC workers. Being with 263 means you're part of the union, and union jobs offer better pay, better benefits, and better job security. Those are things that mean a better life using the skills you already have. Work with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263. Give Rick a call at 319-721-9414. 319-721-9414.
Back at 942, Mega 943 in the Coach's Corner program here on KGYM. Thanks to Nate Sanderson, Linmar girls basketball coach, for stopping by here today. As we mentioned, there are all kinds of makeup games going on out there today. Regionals going on tonight as well. 3A kicking off. Some 2A and 1A games that were postponed from the other night. They will be played coming up tonight. And like we mentioned, some games going on around the area. Gets into tournament action on the girls' side in earnest next week. Boys with one more regular season week. Coming up on a Tuesday, got more basketball for you. We will have a girls' regional game for you on the South Gym, 106.3 FM, as it'll be West Branch hosting either Wilton or Iowa City Regina. That will be at 7 o'clock. Also coming up on Tuesday night, boys regular season basketball, Xavier and Jefferson will have on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM for you. Wednesday night, we will have for you on the FMs at an earlier starting time, 107.5 and 106.3. We will have Cedar Rapids, Washington at Iowa City High in the finale. Well, it could be for all the marbles in the MVC Mississippi Division side. We'll see how it all plays out, but we'll have that one at 5:50 coming up on Wednesday for you. And then the boys' regular season, just about the regular season finale is coming up on Thursday. And then on Friday and next week, we will be over, sounds like we're going to be up in Troy Mills, as it'll be a 2A regional game, potentially North Lynn and West Branch to go at it. But we'll see how it all plays out. And then Saturday, we got 5A regional girls basketball coming your way, as well as a boys regular season finale, Iowa City West and Prairie in the afternoon. So a lot of basketball coming up this week. We'll have it all spelled out for you coming up next week at our website, KGYMradio.com. We got college basketball coming up a little bit later on at 10:45 on 107.5 and 106.3. It'll be Butler and Georgetown in a Big East battle. Iowa State men will take on TCU from Ames at 12 noon on 1600 AM. The Iowa State women taking on West Virginia at 5:30 later on, 1600 AM. You and I at Drake men. That will be at 4:30 today on 107.5 and 106.3. So lots of basketball to come your way throughout the weekend right here on KGYM. That's going to wrap things up for the Coach's Corner here today, and we're going to get you back to ESPN programming. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you right here on KGYM.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with soft, silky, nudie sleepwear. Available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. Sensuous and smooth, Nudie's pajamas feels just like her own bare skin. More alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of Nudie's pajamas is so seductive that you'll both stay occupied well into the evening. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all, and you'll love the way they look. Best of all, you don't have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and delivery by